Welcome to the George Marshall Medical Museum. We have installed this audio guide to give you information about the contents of the museum and historical information on healthcare in Britain. If you have any issues with your audio guide during the course of your visit, please speak to a member of the museum staff or ask at reception for the museum curator. The museum is located in the Charles Hastings Education Centre at the Worcester Royal Hospital. All large hospitals provide a medical education centre where health service professionals can undertake work training and other courses. Such an education centre also usually provides a specialist library, has books and medical journals, and at Worcester there is a surgical skills laboratory. The centre is named after Sir Charles Hastings, who founded the Provincial Medical and Surgical Association in Worcester in 1833, which later became the British Medical Association. He was also partly responsible for the setting up of the General Medical Council, which regulates the professional work of medical practitioners and established medicine as a profession in Britain. The George Marshall Medical Museum is named after George Marshall, who came to Worcester in 1929 and worked in the area for the rest of his professional career. Mr. Marshall became a consultant surgeon at the Worcester Royal Infirmary. He collected medical artefacts and archives throughout his working life and left his collection to the Education Trust. It is this collection that forms the basis of the museum you will see today. Mr. Marshall was involved in some of the initial planning of this museum, but unfortunately he died, aged 95, before the project to establish the museum was completed. We have added certain items to the George Marshall's collection. The Kidderminster Hospital donated a number of items that are displayed, and many other local people have kindly given or loaned us items for the collection. The Education Centre was designed to house a public museum, and it was established using money that the Heritage Lottery Fund generously donated. We offer our grateful thanks to the late Mr. Marshall and to all other lenders and donors which made founding this museum possible. The museum is free to visit and open every weekday. If you have any comments or suggestions, please leave them in the box provided near the entrance to the museum or talk to our curator. We gratefully accept any donations that you feel you wish to make, and we hope you enjoy your visit.